This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Friday, Independence Day weekend. Folks, America has no equal. The United States of America has no equal. If you don't feel that in every fiber of your being, from your head to your toes, immerse yourself in it. This experiment, this dream, this country is pretty special. Pretty special. It has some enormous favor. And it's up to us, with our freedom, our free will, whether we're going to defend it or whether we're going to lose it. And that's why I'm in Rapid City, South Dakota today, at the Alex Johnson Hotel, a few steps from the Elks. That has a big sign up saying, "Welcome to Rapid City, President Trump." God bless him. And the Main Street Square, the presidents are all over. This is the City of Presidents. City of Presidents. In fact, George Washington's right behind us. So we'll get him on the show later. He's been a little quiet. I don't know what the deal is, but we're going to try and get him on. Hey, folks, thanks for coming out yesterday to PetroServe USA. What a great day we had out there. A lot of reasons that I liked it. Unleaded 88 for $1.84 for a whole lot of folks. Smart dude comes in, fills a 750-gallon tank. That's what I love about North Dakota. Wow, I'm going to fill up right now at that price. Way to go. And a whole lot of folks came by. Had a great time. It was wonderful. So thank you for that. Appreciate you coming out. And remember, Unleaded 88 is at that pump in Valley City, exit 292, and other PetroServe USA locations, and about 20 pumps around the state and growing every single day. So that's pretty good. Specials today, by the way, for lunch: pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine at the Valley City location. West Fargo has personal pizzas and cheeseburgers today. Harwood on I-29 and the Harwood exit just north of Fargo. Two sloppy joes and chips. That's a good Independence Day weekend meal right there, and Sloppy Joe's too with the 12th Avenue North I-29 location too. So here, we'd love to have you call Senator Kevin Cramer, who joins us next at 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments, 701-258-0550. And don't forget, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. Tonight, this afternoon, 4 o'clock, Main Street, Square, Rapid City, Mike Lindell, Jack Brewer, Mark the Freedom Poet, and a whole lot of folks having a great time. A few special guests. That'll be the event. It'll be the Faith Family Freedom preview to the fireworks, a big rally downtown Rapid City, and then, of course, the fireworks at dusk. President flies in, I understand, about 6-ish or 7-ish or something like that, so not too much before, but bringing his whole family, so it should be a lot of fun. All right, let's get rolling with the Talk Radio Town Hall. It's Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. Glad to be back in Bismarck and listening to the show. Looking forward to watching the big show tonight, so it's a great weekend.
We had Secretary Bernard on earlier, the Secretary of Interior, and the interview ended, and then I saw your text and said to say hi to him, which I did, and I said, oh, we might as well call him, but you didn't answer, and then you later told me you were at the McDonald's drive-thru, so that's more important than talking to the Secretary of Interior any day.
I could screw up a lot of things. I mean, I'm pretty good at multitasking, but I could see a lot of disaster. The Secretary mad, and the car driving into the window, so I chose not to answer.
Last night I was at an event that I know you were invited to as well, and obviously had family things going on, and it was a neat deal with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle and others, Secretary Bernhardt, and your friend from I say Fish and Wildlife.
Aurelia. Yeah, she's the director of the Fish and Wildlife Service. Nice.
And quite a patriot. She was great to get to know. Of course, Governor Noem. I didn't see John Thune, and I didn't see Mike Rounds. And I thought, my gosh, I can't imagine going to an event in North Dakota with President Trump there that I wouldn't see, you know, Kevin Cramer and John Hovind and Kelly Armstrong and Governor Burgum. And literally Governor Noem was the only one there. What's going on there?
So it's funny because John and Kelly and I were all together about the same time as you were meeting with those folks. We were all on the same airplane along with Mike Rollins. And so we were in session yesterday and had votes yesterday afternoon and got home last night. So John Thune, Mike Rounds, we were all together, but we were in the air. You know?
Got it. So you can't. Yeah, you can't. I forgot it's Thursday too, right? You got vote day on Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go to a couple of folks here who are waiting to chat. Sherry in Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Sherry.
Waiting for Senator Cramer. It's nice to hear him. I have to agree with your previous guest that everybody's losing their mind.
I'm not, Sherry. I hope you aren't.
No.
Kevin, you aren't, but do you agree people are losing their mind, Senator?
Well, I don't know if it's losing their mind, losing their morals. They're frightened. I would say more than anything right now, a lot of good people. And this might even get to your point a little bit. We're used to the left losing their minds. I mean, they lost their minds the night that Donald Trump was announced the winner of the election. They have been in deep, deep, well, depression would be a mild statement. They've been in denial. They've been, they've had this horrible, Trump derangement syndrome, and it has manifested itself in many ways that appear to normal people that these folks have lost their minds. What's happening now, though, is a lot of good, smart, conservative, common sense people are living with less certainty than they did before this pandemic. And I know people are going to not like this, but we are living in way too much fear for our own good. Donald Trump warned about the cure being worse than the disease. He was absolutely right. We've allowed certain scientists in the scientific community to drive public policy, including economic policy. But the good news is that even with that, the economic news over the course of the last 2 months is phenomenal. And Scott, here maybe a little later, I'm going to read a whole bunch of headlines that you'll only read in the business publications because, of course, the mainstream media would never want people to know that we are in another booming economic growth period.
Well, the thing is, you know, I'm all about Black Lives Matter, but it's all lives matter. It doesn't matter if you're black, blue, red, white, whatever. We all matter. It's just not black people.
Not at all. And I think most black people would agree with that. It's just that there are a few radicals that make a lot of noise and play to an angry mob and a media that loves to promote it. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like it.
And talking about tearing down the Lincoln Memorial and right. changing John Wayne Airport and
right.
it's just a bunch of stuff.
Well,
but the reason
it's awful. It's awful.
Well, the reason I actually called was I know Phil Parker is going to Lake of the Woods today. So I wrote him a little ditty.
Well, we're ready for it, Sherry. Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
So reeling, 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 keep those fishies moving. Reeling, 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 walleye. I am contemplating a fish fry will be waiting at the end of my ride. Cast
okay,
out, Pat, somebody I'll change my hook, walleye. Reel them in, cast it out, catch a fish, fillet them out, fry them up, walleye.
That's going to be number one with a bullet before long. That's really something, Sherry. Thank you very much. You know it will. I think it might be Phil's new theme song. Sherry, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it very much. You take care. Ron is I-29 southbound in South Dakota. And listen, and go ahead, Ron. Your question or comment for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Turn right, Ron. Turn right.
Yeah, there you go. A little history on Mount Rushmore and its funding. Back when this all started, Calvin Coolidge was the president. And during the summer, Washington would shut down and try to find a cooler place to spend a couple of months. So we had a senator named Norbeck who was very influential in Washington, and he got Coolidge to go to the Black Hills. Now, Coolidge thought he was a pretty good fisherman. So what we did is we put fences on both ends of a stream running past the state game lodge. Then we had guys go down to the fish hatchery and fill that enclosure with gigantic brown trout. So Coolidge was catching these fish, having a wonderful time. Norbeck convinced him to stay a little longer. And the bottom line is, after leaving Rapid City High School as the White House for the summer, we had the money for Mount Rushmore.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is called politics, right there. Very smart politics, too, I might add. Build those relationships. Get them some big fish, right, Kevin?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Ron. Take a break. Come back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer. Straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. We have Kimberly Guilfoyle joining in a bit here, too. Come on.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Generous Jerry's, he's booming. People line up for miles. Generous Jerry's, he's blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous Jerry's today. Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous Jerry's today. Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad news, it can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on.
on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by MyPillow, the founder, the genius behind MyPillow, Mike Lindell, will be here in Rapid City, Main Street Square, 4 o'clock, along with Jack Brewer and others as well. It's a faith, family, freedom, free fireworks rally. So if you're not going to the fireworks, come here. If you are, head out from here, and we'll have a great time. We'll also have big screen TVs for folks to watch it there as well. So should be a lot of fun. I'm going to go to cut number six here for Kevin from Kimberly Guilfoyle. We chatted with Kim Guilfoyle yesterday, who is the national chair of the Victory First, I believe they call it, right? The campaign group, and she has been tireless. And they told stories last night about how she, when everybody was shut in, she was designing this unbelievable way to do the campaign in the meantime online, and really gave her a lot of credit for it. I asked her a question I think a lot of people are wondering right now, and that's whether or not we ought to believe the polls. So I want to play her take, and then I want to get your take on this. Should we believe the polls?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the mainstream media is totally in the bag, right, for the DNC. The whole thing's a total joke. What did we see back in 2016? The New York Times said it was a 95% chance that Hillary Clinton was going to win, right? Because they were all in it for her. You know, it's her turn, blah, blah, blah. But they couldn't wake her up from her, like, Scooby band. Total failure of a politician who wouldn't have delivered for the American people at all. Just more grifting, like the Biden, the Biden crime syndicate family has been profiting off of China for years and years. So I don't really care about the polls. There's only one result that I'm interested in, and that's when the American people vote on November 3rd, because they've all tried to downplay it and say Trump's down and out, and they've all been wrong, and they're going to be wrong again. That's the only thing you should bet on. You can take that to the bank.
Well, at least she doesn't waffle.
There's very little doubt in what she believes, and her passion is unbelievable. Should we be that confident?
Well, she has to be. I think we all ought to be, Scotty. I mean, nobody, as I always say, you'd rather be ahead in any poll than behind. I mean, even if you're really ahead, you'd like everyone to know you're ahead. That's just sort of natural. In any contest, you prefer being ahead. It's not so far to victory if you're already ahead. That said, I think there's another dynamic, even different than the one 4 years ago, and that is you get bullied mercilessly nowadays. See, back in 2016, no one believed Donald Trump could win. So if you were a Trump supporter, they just sort of felt sorry for you because you're just going to, your guy's going to lose and America will still be fine because we'll have, Hillary Clinton will be president. Well, now that he's won and he's been their nemesis for all this time because he's actually instituted things like liberty and freedom and states' rights and less regulation and lower taxes and, better economy, all of that stuff that the left hates. Now they're crazy angry and they're bullying people, whether it's on your Facebook page or your Twitter feed or, in your front yard or, out in public. They're nuts. And so, consequently, I think they, in some respects, now you see some people are even more bold than that, particularly where you are right now and where I am in Bismarck, in the middle part of Normalville, USA. But you get, very far from here. You get on the coast, for example, or get in Washington, D.C., for example, and they'll bully you to the point of to fear, like I said earlier. And so I think in terms of the polling and stuff, people are even, in many respects, less forthcoming about their support for Donald Trump, and I think that leads to a really big surprise on Election Day.
Craig in Mandan for Senator Kramer. Your questions are welcome, by the way, 800-228-0550. Text me, 367-2054, and ask your questions, 226-8503 for Todd. Craig Mandan, go ahead for Senator Kramer.
Hi, Senator Kramer. Thanks for coming on. I'm an employee for North American Coal, and we haven't heard anything of what the state or anything, what's going on. We're kind of our information just isn't flowing to us, and we're kind of up in arms of what's going on. And either the employees of the Coal Creek Station, they haven't heard anything either. Wondering if you could elaborate on anything that the state is helping us out with, or what's the status of that?
Well, there are a few things going on, some of which I know. I'm sure there's things I don't know at the state level that may be going on, although we work pretty closely with the state. There's some interest. Scott, just to back up a little bit, obviously he's talking about the announcement by Great River Energy that Coal Creek Station will be retired and, shut down. I mean, that is the news. I know we keep thinking, we keep hoping there'll be a different story eventually, and we do hope that, and we keep working that, but the owner of the plant has announced they are shutting it down, and it's a very big, important plant. So that affects, obviously, the coal miners, that obviously affects the plant workers, that obviously affects a lot of people around there, it obviously affects, the other affiliated businesses, and there are lots of them, including, of course, Bluefin Ethanol. But there's two things. One is trying to find a buyer, either hopefully in the energy industry, in the electric generation industry, and or maybe in some other industry that can utilize the assets, and that would have a different effect, I suspect, on miners. But the first and highest goal first of everybody is to work with other utilities to try and find a buyer. Now, before anybody thinks that's easy, remember that we are living at a time and in a place when, for the same reasons that GRE is closing Coal Creek, they're looking for other fuel sources and other ways to produce and generate and distribute electricity. That said, Coal Creek Station is a wonderful asset. As you know, it is one of the most modern coal-fired power plants. It is one of the most efficient, if not the most efficient, certainly the most efficient in the Midwest, maybe one of the most efficient for sure in the country. So it is an asset that has value, but you also have to be able to have a market for the electricity you generate. And North Dakota just happens to be a place where there is, some decent market opportunity. There are other issues, and you're probably familiar with, and that is the direction that the electricity flows from Coal Creek Station and where the demand is and all those things. So there's a lot being worked on. The lack of news, though, means that there's not been any kind of a breakthrough or any real progress. I mean, every couple of weeks we could announce that nothing new has happened, but, if something big happens, no doubt people will hear about it.
No, and one thing I just want to add, because the reason I'm optimistic that something is going to happen, in other words, so Falkirk continues to operate as it does, and the plant is retooled or whatever, is because, Kevin, the asset of Coal Creek Station is pretty significant, and they're willing to basically give it to somebody to keep it going, correct?
Right. So which is not, that's obviously pretty important. We used to talk about the cost of things. But Scott, there are still opponents busy at work. I could go through a few things that we're working on that Senator Hovind and I and Congressman Armstrong continue to work on. We continue to work with the Treasury Department on the final rules for 45Q. Now that's a tax credit for carbon capture utilization, storage opportunities at 48A, and another tax credit. We continue to try to stop the nonsense of extending production tax credits. That's an ongoing problem. R&D. And Scott, we should get Dan Brouillette, the Secretary of Energy, on sometime. He and I talk multiple times a week, twice already this week, about lots of things. And
we've got to find some solutions, get them on the table, make them happen, but it's a battle. Craig, thanks for calling. More coming up.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. recorded over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday, the largest single-day total since the pandemic began 6 months ago. In Texas, the Republican Governor Greg Abbott is taking a new step to try to control the spread of the virus there. He's requiring face masks in all counties that have more than 20 coronavirus cases, although he says people won't actually be jailed for noncompliance, but there will be penalties.
The first violation of the standard is just a warning. Subsequent violations are subject to a penalty not to exceed $250.
Several thousand people expected to join President Trump in South Dakota today for a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. The president had to push to override a ban on fireworks there. They'd been prohibited because of wildfire concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Something about this time of day, I start thinking about what's for lunch. And then I quick remember the specials at PetroServe USA, where every day they have home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Going to any PetroServe USA, get that beautiful pan personal pizza. Fantastic. 2 cookies and a soda or coffee, yours for $4 at every single location. PetroServe USA. That's right. They have a lot of great grab-and-go specials and a Valley Meats burger. Yesterday in Valley City, I grabbed 2 of them, and my wife kept asking for bites. They were that good. And I, because I'm a good husband.
Get your own.
You could have bought her one. You know,
I gave that up on her. Well, because she had some, you know, foofy fruit or something, and then she saw what I was having.
I'll
and she
just
got,
have a little bit of yours, and we all know what that leads to, right?
She had burger envy. But anyway, so Sloppy Joe's today in Harwood and 12th Avenue I-29. Personal pizzas, and they're so good right out of the oven. Ooh, and the cheeseburgers in West Fargo. And today, I think you're going to love what they have.
I'll take the pulled pork.
You're going to go the pulled pork? Yeah, it's pulled pork with gravy or the chicken fettuccine today in Valley City. 2 sides and a bun come with each. Exit 292, Valley City, if you're traveling 994, might be the best convenience store on the planet, really. Anyway, check them out at PetroServe USA. Had a great time there yesterday. Thanks so much. And remember, there's unleaded 88. So fill up with an unleaded 88, just like I did yesterday. All right, let's see here. We have some other calls. I want to play you one other clip of Kimberly Guilfoyle. You and her are like on a victory team together, right?
Yeah, she's the chairman. She's the boss of the Trump victory finance committee for the RNC, and I'm one of her captains, so I'm a loyal soldier.
And she's known Donald Trump for like 20 years. They go back a long time before she met, you know, Don Jr., obviously. But she is really, I mean, a force. She's
very,
you know,
talented.
Yeah. Oh, it's really good. So I want to I want to play this for you because you'll be able to answer this and she'll be able to answer this. It's cut 4, Todd. I asked her, I said, you know, people who see Trump on TV think that's Donald Trump. But is that Donald Trump? What don't they see on TV? What is the Donald Trump behind the scenes? Here's what she said.
Of
I'll tell you this. I mean, they know that he's a tough guy, that he's smart, he's a great American entrepreneur. But when you see him with his family, you really see someone who is very loving and compassionate. He's a great family man. He has a wonderful relationship with all of his children. And I really always tell people, when you think about it, look at the measure, you know, of the man when you see the children that he's raised and that he's produced. And it goes straight down to the grandchildren as well. It's wonderful to see him when he's with his grandkids. He loves kids, and even when we're out in the public or doing different events and stuff, he really gravitates towards them, and they love him as well. You see a lot of children very enthusiastic about him. So he's got a great compassionate side, too. So that's why I try and tell people, yes, he's smart, he's a tough guy, law and order focused, but he's also a man of compassion that really hates to see the violence and the loss of life in American communities. He really has a focus, yes, on public safety, keeping America safe, keeping America strong, but he wants to also be respectful as it relates to, you know, the pandemic and make sure that we open up the country, you know, safely again, before we can get this, you know, American engine roaring back again. I trust his judgment. He's got great instincts. That's what I tell everybody when I meet them and say, you know, I understand, I know the measure of the man, his character, his integrity, his work ethic is unparalleled. That's who we need in the Oval, and to keep him there for four more years.
What would you add to that, Senator Kramer?
She's convinced. She's right about lots of things. I've had some pretty touching personal experiences with President Trump, and one of them actually involves Kimberly. I think I can tell this story. As you know, Don Jr. and Kimberly did a rally on my behalf in Williston, and when they called and Don wanted to come here, he was doing some stuff in Montana and wanted to come to North Dakota. I said, let's go to Williston, because Williston doesn't get a lot of attention from the celebrities, and yet it's a very important place and market for our state. So we did this, and he did all kinds of things all day long. I mean, he took more selfies than any human being I've ever seen. And what was so great about it was he and Kimberly attracted the largest audience of any rally they had across the country outside of Texas. So a little while after that, I was talking to the president, and I said, by the way, and I told him this story. And he said, do they know that? Does Don know that it was the largest rally outside Texas? And I said, oh, by the way, and I carried Williams County with 73% of the vote. He said, does he know this? I said, well, I haven't talked to him since the rally. He said, do you mind if I tell him? And at that moment, I thought to myself, this guy loves his son so much, he wants to share that news with Don Jr. He was so proud of that fact. And so anyway, the next time I saw Don and Kimberly, Don told me he called them three times about it. You know, that's how proud he was of them and grateful he was.
I love it. And there was a dinner after that event. You also did one. What I love best about Williston was that
you were there,
Chris Berg and I were there, remember? And Chris wanted to do a little Facebook Live or something. So I said, well, so Kevin goes to ask, and he says, yeah, let's go. And Chris Siegel says,
we leave the party early.
Yeah.
First of all, everyone.
Yeah. It was Donald Trump's idea, just so you know. Donald Trump Jr.'s idea.
Totally was.
And there was no stopping it the best part was it was traffic, people trying to get in, and yep. You know how the Secret Service are, and the, you know, the motorcade and the cars and everything else. He gets out of the motorcade well before they were prepared for him to do so, and he walks us through the main crowd to get into the arena to do it.
They couldn't find the back door. They didn't know how to get there. There was too much traffic, and he said, I know how to walk through the front door. And he opens this SUV door and jumps out, and we're all along for the ride, and he splits the sea of people and walks right in the front door.
He's the first guy. And nobody ever does that when they're, you know, the protectee, right? I mean, he's the first guy. He's opening the door. And my favorite part of it was when he would walk by, people would go, that couldn't be. And then they would figure out that is, you know. That's not him, is it? We're coming to see him, and he walked in the front door. So, neat story. I remember one time, too, I got a chance to talk to him at another one of your events in Fargo. I just asked him about his dad's sleep schedule. I said, I'm in awe, because if I get less than five, I'm goofy. I got to have it, you know, 4 or 5 hours. And he said, does this guy sleep? He said, rarely more than four. You know, rarely more than four. But, you know, four is the most, and then, you know, three sometimes. That's unbelievable. That's like subhuman to be able to do that continually. It's incredible. So he is sacrificing a ton. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Bob and Minot here. And we got some headlines to read, too, that Kevin promised he'd read. So we'll do that coming up. Bob, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Senator Kramer, I have a couple of contacts with your office in Bismarck, and you've got some really nice people there. I'll mention that. But I'm concerned that whether the IRS decided they wanted my check, but when it came to the PPP, they decided maybe I was dead or something, but I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I know that Jody has been doing some checking, and I'm wondering, what is the situation with the PPP now that it's supposedly finished?
Well, we extended it the other day, but PPP is the loan program through the SBA for payroll. So did you apply for it as a small business and with your local bank, or are you
I'm talking about the $1,200.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
So that's not PPP, right?
That's not PPP. That's right. That's the direct payment. Okay. So let me ask this, Bob, a couple of questions. I'm sure you've been through this with Jody, but did you file taxes yet for last year? Did you file?
Well, yeah, they cashed my check real quick.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, secondly, and they didn't pay you interest, by the way. Secondly, did you file with paper, or did you file for your, have you filed with paper, or did you file online? That makes a difference.
It was filed by paper. I mailed that off even before the usual April 15th date that was in March, and
sure.
Not a problem getting it in there, but
no, I know. You're exactly right, but I do think that's the issue. The last checks, because I think there still are some out, and we'll follow up on this again, Bob. It's been hard because there aren't a lot of people working at the IRS. There are more now than there were, but the last people that got their checks or are getting their checks are the people that filed with paper, by paper, for whatever reason. And the fact that they could cash your check is one thing, but the ability to get you one back is easier, obviously, if they do direct deposits and if you filed electronically. So I'll follow up on it, Bob, but that's my guess is that's the problem is still coming. Now the debate is in the next package, will we do it again?
One of the questions that I have is, you know, why isn't there some contact in some way that they can come back and say, hey, take a flying leap. We're not going to send you a check or something, you know.
Yeah.
At least we know, and I keep bothering Jody.
It's not a bother.
I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure I'm not the only person.
You're not. So. But this is why we're here. And, Bob, one of the things I was telling you, this has been one of the richest experiences for this reason, and it's frustrating in many cases. But we've literally, as a shop, we being my team that works for you all in my offices, have been basically the call center for the IRS. And we have some abilities to get through in ways that you all can't, but it's just about as frustrating for us. But we'll stay on it, Bob. If Jody's working with you, believe me, she is relentless, tireless, and
she has. You can rest assured I am in your corner all the way, Kevin, and I will support you any way I can.
Well, I just want to give you
thank you very much for what you do and being the sort of man that you are. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Read me a couple of headlines that the national media is missing. And then that's
well,
90 seconds.
Here. Okay, CNBC just yesterday, record jobs gain of 4.8 million in June smashes expectations. How about June 30th, Bloomberg? U.S. consumer confidence posts biggest increase since late 2011. How about July 1st, Business Insider? Top U.S. manufacturing index jumped the most since 1980 in June. How about the Wall Street Journal on June 16th? U.S. retail sales rose record 18% in May. How about Business Insider on June 22nd? Economic growth increased substantially in May as employment improved, Chicago Fed says. Market Watch on June 18th. Philly Fed Manufacturing Index shows signs of improving in June. June 29th, Reuters, pending home sales jump a record 44.3% in May. And how about June 16th, CNBC? Home builder sentiment posts biggest monthly surge ever, a sign housing is rebounding from coronavirus. I read all of those because this is why Kimberly Guilfoyle's right. At the end of the day, we want these kinds of headlines, not socialism is the new, the new economic U.S. policy.
Well, not to mention the reason you don't see those everywhere, you know, and those stories don't leave the news. Yes, it's because it's unfavorable. If those were Barack Obama caters, they'd be on neon signs on every U.S. highway in the United States. More coming up. Don't go away.
It looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. The Independence Day sale's been going on all week, so we'll call it the Independence Week sale. Overstocked with a huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities like Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises, some as few as 5,000 miles and payments as low as $199 a month, and all with that lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We could trade in your vehicle even if you still owe money on it. Hey, maybe you don't like it. Well, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Couple of questions here to wrap up. We're Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Final segment from Rapid City, South Dakota, by the way, where tonight, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock this afternoon, this evening, right there, Main Street Square, Mike Lindell of MyPillow will be there. I guarantee if you want a selfie with him, you get a selfie with him. He's bringing copies of his books. We're going to have those out there. This guy is unbelievable. He's got a heart of gold. He's a good man of God. He's a great entrepreneur. He's just incredible. So he is down here because he knew a lot of people weren't going to be able to go to the fireworks, so they put together this little event. My buddy Mark Skogerbo called me, said, can we get Mark? Can we get Mike? I said, let's go, and got her done. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and there'll be big screens so you can watch the fireworks, live band, a lot of fun. So come join us if you can for 4 o'clock today as well. Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall with us. Here's where I'm at right now, related to now to November. I have given up trying to expose the mainstream media for crooked, because if you can't understand that the mainstream media in this country is crooked, is corrupt, then you're an imbecile. So there's no sense even trying to convince an imbecile that this is the story. So forget it, right? Academia, forget about it. The Democratic Party and the liberals, hard left, the brand of BLM, forget about it, right? Here's the deal. What you just read, if everybody listening said, I'm going to get in the arena and I'm just going to talk to people about the economy. Can we go through some stats here? Can we just talk about it or find their comfort zone and take this on? We'll win. But we need every Republican to not be hand-wringing. And you have shown the way, Senator Cramer. Why don't more of your colleagues fight this battle with the president?
It's funny you say that, because just yesterday I did a number of sort of national media. Well, I do the gaggles, and you've seen those, of course. But and I said this very thing to them, because they're all sort of trying to make a story now out of this story that Donald Trump's had a couple of tough weeks, that the news hasn't been great. And he steps on his own message every now and then. I don't know how many people know this, but July 1st, that was the day before yesterday, the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement kicked in. That's really big, really good, really positive news. The next day.
Well, they're not going to cover that. They're corrupt. They can't cover the stats of that, right?
But see, to your point about the hand-wringing, some of it is on, I'm going to say, us. We have an agenda, and we have positive news. We have this country going the right direction, but there's a lot of fear. It's like I said to your earlier caller, there's a lot of fear, and some of that fear rests with – look at some of our better conservative governors, how quickly they retreat on the economy when they get a spike in coronavirus cases, and to which I say, of course there's a spike. You're reopening the economy. Make a decision. We're going to keep America safe, and we're going to keep America growing. We're going to keep America prosperous. We're going to keep America working, and we're going to try to fight back on the coronavirus all at the same time. But they've been browbeaten into this scary thing that you have to wear masks all the time, and oh, you can't. You know, young people are getting the disease.
Fear.
No kidding.
Fear. They're 100%. Even this resurgence. This resurgence isn't among people that are vulnerable, right? That's why the mortality rate is plummeting. Look, I was all in when we were trying to flatten the curve, when we were trying to prevent our hospitals being overrun. I didn't like what I saw in New York City. I didn't like what I saw in Italy. But you know what? Now we're doing the same stuff, and it's not about that anymore. They're trying to change the rules. But again, don't you think it's all to defeat Donald Trump? And shouldn't more Republicans be saying what you're saying?
They should be saying what I'm saying. I think they should. And I think a lot are, Scott, but remember, you're not going to get covered by the New York Times if you're talking about positive things. Or if you're building up police officers, the Washington Post isn't going to run your editorial, believe me. They do not want good news. Even this good news about, 5 million new jobs in June, smashing expectations. There were other news outlets saying, but the future is bleak. You know, last week was great, but the future is is rough, you know?
No, Axios, I wouldn't use that in the bathroom. Axios right now, anything they print. I mean, they're out with a jobs number this week and unemployment dropping and saying, but this is that warning sign, it's just a game. And I do, before we go, want to pivot to one topic, and that is some great things you did this week to help banks out, to also continue this effort, because of what government has inflicted on people, there's a need to continue to shore up the economy. Tell us a little bit about that quick.
Well, I did introduce a bill, and my co-sponsors are Bob Menendez, Tom Tillis, a Republican, and then Kyrsten Sinema, another Democrat. And what my bill does is any PPP loan of $150,000 or less, which is 85% of them in the country, 86% of them in North Dakota, will be automatically forgiven with a one-page attestation. You know, you just attest as a borrower, and it's automatically forgiven rather than the 11-page application that the IRS has come out with or the SBA has come out with. That will, first of all, relieve anxiety. It saves every borrower $2,000 on the compliance costs and every bank $500. Plus, you don't need a whole bunch of bureaucrats to process it. Process loans are going to be forgiven anyway. So I've never had such universal support for something, for an idea in my life, as I have for this one.
Have a great weekend. God bless.
Thanks
for all your hard work.
Bye-bye.
Senator Kevin Cramer, working hard. God bless you, folks. See you Monday. Have a great fourth.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.